And good morning, and I think we're about to start what has become one of the really favorite, I think, parts of the program for me, and I know others who feel the same way. We are going to be doing our student phenology reports next, and these are the voices of kids, you know, from say. Fourth grade up through seventh and eighth grade, who are learning about the world, who are getting out and observing the world, and who are providing these reports to you and I. And these reports come from across the state. And I think this is just the very best thing in the world because I get a chance to kind of think about what's coming. And especially when we start off, as we do today, with some reports from down in the southern part of the state. So we will hear what they are seeing, and it will be on its way to us as we speak. Funding for student phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Phenology talkbacks are produced by our own Charlie Mitchell. And our first report comes from Michelle Martin's class at Prairie Creek Community School near Northfield, Minnesota.
Hi, this is Andrew.
And this is Sebastian.
And we're from Prairie Creek Community School, way down south in Northfield, Minnesota.
Woo, has it been a busy week here in Northfield?
It sure has. We'll start with the raptors.
Anne saw 10 bald eagles feasting on a dead deer on an island in the Cannon River when they went canoeing.
Vigo saw 2 pileated woodpeckers together, then a third bird came in. It was a red-tailed hawk. The hawk swooped down and scared the woodpeckers away, then it went on its way.
A hawk swooped down on our classmate Arlo, too. It was so close he could see its eyes.
Whoa! Vigo also saw a cooper hawk, and Michelle saw a kestrel on the telephone wire.
Let's move on to the cranes. Our whole class heard and saw sandhill cranes on March 6th. They were 4 of them calling to each other, and they were very high up.
Vigo saw 2 cranes together in a field.
Sophia heard some sandhill cranes, but Eric was actually woken up by them.
We've been hearing a lot of red-winged blackbirds, too, although when we went down to the nearest wetland, there were none to be found.
That's how it goes sometimes. A lot of us have been hearing cardinals and robins. Michelle also saw a flock of cedar waxwings and saw a lot of kingfishers, too.
We have some insect sightings, too. Kai's been seeing flies in her house. The outside of Maysoon's house is covered in box elder bugs, and a lot of us have been swatting away the gnats.
And we have some mammals to report, too. Fatima saw a baby squirrel. We're wondering if that's early for babies.
Jackson and Michelle both saw and smelled skunk roadkill.
We have a few plant sightings. The squill is up but not flowering, and the crocuses and tulips are starting to push their way up too.
The temperature's been seesawing around, and it's been quite dry.
We have to be really careful with fires right now, that's for sure.
This has been Prairie Creek Community School.
One more step along the phenology journey.
Thank you so much, Sebastian and Andrew. Great report, as always. Kestrels, I haven't seen one here yet, but I suspect they're on their way. Sandhill cranes, my friend Dallas Hudson has heard a crane. I thought I heard a crane this last week, but I also have a raven that can make the call of the sandhill crane when it wants to, and sometimes it likes to fool me by doing that. Red-winged blackbirds, they definitely are moving north. Dallas saw one yesterday in Akeley. Kingfishers, I look forward to seeing those. Flies and box elder bugs. My house is just inundated with little Asian lady beetles. I think if I had a way of gathering them efficiently, I could probably heat my house in these warm days just by dumping the carcasses into the stove.
It would stink, wouldn't it?
Well, you wouldn't want to be downwind of the smoke, yeah. But inside the house, it's just up the chimney. So I find it, you know, like the one surefire way. I know Bernd Heinrich wrote about these Asian lady beetles, and he being a scientist, marked them. He would paint a little dot on their backs.
Oh my gosh.
And then let them go outside and see how long it took them to get back inside his house. And it wasn't long. So I don't give them the chance. If they come,
wow.
If I catch them inside the house, I open the wood stove door and in they go.
There we go.
Yeah. So lots of good things there. Squill. I've been looking for my squill. It is not even pushing through the ground. Theirs is up but not flowering. Just, it's so cool to see what's happening and to know that for the most part, Northfield is about 3 weeks ahead of us. 2 to 3 weeks for sure. The cities are about 2 weeks ahead of us. And Northfield's about 50 miles south of that, so that would put them another 3 or 4 days ahead of the cities. So,
hey, John, can you tell me what, I don't know what squill is.
It's this little flower. It comes up, the leaves come up out of the ground as a kind of a little poke, a little, like imagine your little finger sort of coming up out of the ground. And then there'll be two leaves that sort of open up like blades of grass. And up in the middle comes this little stalk. And there's a little blue flower. I think it's 5 petals. Sort of a bell-shaped little flower. And they bloom early in the year. And then they're done. And by mid-July, the plants will be gone. There won't be even any green leaves anymore. They're just done. They're a real early flowering little plant. Yeah. Our next report comes from Chad Caddett's class at Little Falls Middle School. And just a little heads up, this is their second or third report. And Mr. Caddett's has been doing phenology with his classrooms for many, many, many years. And he is a very, very experienced and good teacher when it comes to phenology. So their reports are easily the equal of the kids from down in Northfield.
This is Rose and Katie reporting from Mr. Caddett's class in the Little Falls Middle School. This is our phenology report for the week of March 10th.
On March 3rd, the Mississippi River was ice-free in several spots.
Several of our classmates have been using the Merlin Bird app to ID bird calls. We have had a lot of the regular birds, but also some unique finds. A tufted titmouse and a red crossbill were recorded this week.
Our first sandhill cranes, American kestrel, and eastern bluebird were spotted this past week.
We have had sightings of a northern harrier, a red-shouldered hawk, and several bald eagles this week.
A barred owl was heard calling at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday. Daytime activity is apparently not as unusual as we first thought.
Several bald-faced hornet nests were spotted on the ground in the woods, but only the inner nests remain. The outer covering has either been broken down or blown away.
A pair of chipmunks was spotted running up and down a tree at Lindbergh State Park.
The fuzzy aspen catkins are becoming large and noticeable.
A high percentage of milkweed plants are still holding their seeds in their pods.
A classmate found a honeybee in her driveway. It may have ventured out of its hive, but then got caught in cooler temps.
That is our report for this week. Until next week, keep exploring, keep discovering, and keep connecting with the great outdoors.
Thank you very much. What a nice report. Lots of things to consider there. The Mississippi River right outside our windows here at KAXE is ice-free, but I drove down to Palisade a week ago, and there were many, many spots along the river where it was so closed in by ice. I wouldn't throw a canoe in and try to get to the cities quite yet. Lots of birds in their report. The usual sorts: house sparrows, house finches, purple finches, goldfinches, juncos, pine siskins, but a tufted titmouse and red crossbills. Two more unusual. The red crossbill, not so much, but the tufted titmouse is a bit out of its range. Sandhill cranes, kestrels, and bluebirds, those are all three early arriving birds, as well as northern harriers and red-shouldered hawks. The bald eagle at my house is sitting on its nest. Barred owl was heard, chipmunks spotted, and the fuzzy catkins on the aspens. You probably have seen a few of those yourselves If you've been paying attention out there, there's lots of them. Our next report comes from Sejong Academy's trip to Long Lake Conservation Center. Sejong is a Korean language immersion school.
This is Etudo and Chelsea from Sejong Academy in St. Paul. During our outdoor school trip to Long Lake Conservation Center, March 4th through the 6th, the low temperature was 12 degrees Fahrenheit and the high temperature was 44 degrees. The maple sap was flowing plus yummy. Our group saw a lot of white-tailed deer, including a group of eight by the bird feeders. Chipmunks were spotted out and about along the squirrels, and a porcupine napping in a red oak. The chickadees were singing loudly, particularly in the morning. A pair of trumpeter swans was seen and heard flying out southwest. They were really loud, and now we understand why they are called trumpeter swans.
We had clear skies, and the constellations we saw were Orion, the Big Dipper, and the Seven Sisters. We learned that cultures view the night sky differently and have their own constellations. Stars are very far away. They appear to twinkle, but planets are much closer, so they are a steady point of light. The thickness of the ice was measured at only 4 inches on Monday. Let's closer to the shore. The east end of Long Lake was open water on Monday, but refroze overnight. There is more and more water around the Beaver Lodge every day. We are happy to say that our group did not encounter any ticks. It was a great week in nature, and we want to remind everyone to... and unplug, get outside, and live connected.
Wonderful report. What a great experience. I envy those kids getting a chance to go there and actually get out in the wilds and taste the maple sap, which they found delicious. And chipmunks, porcupine, it's probably it's dill prickles. They have another porcupine on site too, one they call Chewbarca, but dill prickle seems to have taken over the territory as its own. Trumpeter swans, really loud, that's for sure. And 4 inches of ice on Long Lake. There is going to be an early ice out this year. I don't care what lake you live on. It will be early, I can guarantee it. May not be the earliest ever, but it will certainly be early. And no ticks, which is good news. They are definitely out, so you want to be careful with them. Our next report comes from Lee Jackson and Darcy Rolfe's classrooms at the North Shore Community School near Duluth.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the week of March 2nd, 2024. My name is Penny, and I'm your phenologist for this week. As of Sunday, March 3rd, the total snow depth is 0 inches in Duluth. On this day last year, Duluth had a 30-inch snow depth, and there had been a 99.5-inch snow depth recorded for last season. So far this year, only 18.7 inches of snowfall/snowpack has been recorded. As of Tuesday, March 5th, Lake Superior ice coverage stood at only 2%. The peak ice coverage was 11.9% at the end of February. Usually the ice coverage is at about 50% this time of year. On March 7th, Miss Jackson's class went out to the woods to record phenology. The temperature felt so warm to them that many students only wore sweatshirts and no jackets. The temperature was 42 degrees. On Monday, March 4th, Miss Urban saw a flock of 7 snow buntings flying around near the big kids' playground. On Thursday, March 7th, she heard a kinglet chirping in the forest, but wasn't able to locate it. Classes are busy tapping maple trees this week in our school forest. A tree Miss Jackson's class tapped on Wednesday, March 6th, began dripping with sap immediately. Students got to taste a few drops that dripped from the spile. The next day, on March 7th, the two trees that Miss Jackson's class had tapped collected roughly 1/4 of a gallon of sap. Miss Rolfe's class tapped two trees in our forest on Thursday, March 7th, and also got to enjoy the first drops of sap right from the spile. Mrs. Rademacher's third grade class collected sap on Thursday, March 7th, and their tree had produced 2 gallons of sap in one day. Talk about a waterfall. On Tuesday, March 5th, Mrs. Rademacher's class saw a grouse high up in the branches of an aspen tree. They noticed that the buds had burst on a few of the aspen trees by the septic mound, and their fluffy buds were easy to see in the morning sunlight. Mrs. Rolfe saw her first black fly of the year on Tuesday, March 5th, between her window and the screen in her house. She opened the window to let it out. Don't forget that on Sunday, March 10th, we start daylight savings time and we spring ahead an hour. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you very much. What a nice report. That was a good job, Penny. Interesting notes about snow and snow cover and the ice cover on Lake Superior, obviously both down from what would be expected this time of year. And as the children said, they were out on March 7th and the temperature was 42 degrees, which was pretty warm. Yesterday I had a temperature of 62. Snow buntings, they're kind of working their way back north. We will be seeing fewer and fewer of those. A kinglet chirping in the forest. Those little guys, they're bigger than a hummingbird, but smaller than a chickadee, so it gives you some idea how little they are. And they hang out pretty far north for a bird that size. And I don't think that they hang out here in the winter, but they certainly are early to recover and come back north. Maple trees tapping going on. One of their trees produced 2 gallons of sap in one day. That's quite the flow. And if you are tapping maples, we would love to hear from you and let us know what kind of success you're having. Grouse high up in the branches of an aspen tree. I have a grouse at my house that's eating the buds off of the aspen trees as well. Mrs. Rolfe saw a black fly between the window and the screen, and she opened the window and let it out. I've been bitten by black flies before, and I do not forgive and forget with those guys. You know, mosquitoes are one thing, but a black fly, that puts a mark on you, and you'll feel that one. I would have been more inclined to either leave it trapped there, or I would have opened the window and squished it against the screen. My own personal feeling about black flies is pretty obvious there, I guess. And, daylight savings time. It's a good thing my watch automatically moved ahead, or I probably would have forgotten entirely. Our next report comes from Andrew Pearson's class at Lake of the Woods School in Bedette.
This is Wyatt with the phenology report from Bedette for March 2nd through March 8th. On Sunday afternoon, Aurora reporting seeing the first Canada geese of the season flying overhead. Many students also saw a pair of Canada geese flying over the playground during recess. On Tuesday, Mr. Burcham reported seeing a northern harrier. Finally, on Wednesday, Melody's grandma saw a confused chipmunk, and Ivana also reported seeing a chipmunk near her home on Thursday.
Thank you. Nice job, Wyatt. Good to hear from you, and good to hear from Bedette. Canada geese, I've heard them calling and hanging out around my lake. They are back. Trumpeter swans are back. I had a report of trumpeter swans are back. Tundra swans. I had a report of tundra swans from my friend Larry Weber. He's a phenologist over in the Duluth area and a very good observer. And northern harrier up in Bedette. And we had a northern harrier here as well this last week. And a chipmunk coming out and getting around and checking things out. Our next report is from Colin Cody's fourth grade class at West Rapids Middle School. The audio provided was a bit loud and noisy in the background, and so we're going to read their report They say, we spent Tuesday afternoon checking out our tree buds. Most trees hadn't started bud break. Beaked hazel, though, was our surprise of the day. Bud break. The butternut has a sweet liquid coming out of two branches. We also found a balsam poplar with buds that weren't sticky yet, not quite producing balm of Gilead. We found chickadees, a mystery spider. The creek was falling nicely. Looks good with a little ice shelf. And on the way back, we saw a red-bellied woodpecker. Nice. And that's all for now. And Wyatt, thank you for that report. That will be, we'll hang on to that and let you know how that comes out in the next little bit. This from Judd Brink, who is familiar to probably Pam for sure, and you and I, we both know Judd. The mild weather continues in the bog with high temperatures near 50 degrees. My first American robin was observed on March 10th. Other sightings included house finch, purple finch, red crossbill, common raven, and northern harrier. Some bald eagles were seen both in migration and one pair at a nest site. We also saw 10 rough-legged hawks, a great gray owl, a northern hawk owl, and a barred owl. Other birds were wild turkeys, Canada jays, boreal chickadee, common redpoll, hoary redpoll, red-breasted and white-breasted nuthatches, brown creeper, rough grouse, evening grosbeak, American goldfinch, pine siskin, and American tree sparrow. A black-billed magpie was spotted building a nest. Happy birding. So that, and one final note from Facebook highlights. Joe Schoenberger observed a red fox digging out a den in the side of a hill. Dallas Hudson saw his first sandhill crane of the year in Akeley. And Elias Anosko reported that the tag alders, speckled alders, started releasing pollen on March 7th in Lincoln County, Wisconsin. And I'm not sure how far north Lincoln County, Wisconsin is, but pollen release on March 7th is pretty darn early for the speckled, a.k.a. tag alders. Mm. I don't know why. Somebody asked me, too, because my dad was a forester, and all of his buddies, every forester I knew back in the 50s, 60s, they called the speckled alder tag alder. And I have trouble not calling it tag alder. but in fact, if I want people who aren't familiar with the plant to sort of recognize it, I need to call it speckled alder, because that's what you're going to find it listed as. If you go on into the literature, it'll be speckled alder. So yeah, one of those confusing plants.
Well, we are hoping that you are listening and hearing about all the birds to see, and that's going to inspire you to get outside, because we're going to see mostly sunny skies today, highs 55 to 61.